All right then, Ollie. You getting used to these playoffs and the success in the playoffs?
Yeah. Certainly not getting used to the chip. It's impossible to get used to that. Look, we grew up there tonight, physically and mentally. And, to achieve what we achieved through this medium of the Premier Division, being at the bottom of it, is much, much more difficult an ask of us, of the club, and indeed of the players. And huge credit, that mentally and physically they stood up to that tonight. And huge credit to Drogheda as well. They'd probably wondering what more they could do, and they're the first people to congratulate us and wish us well, which is a huge character of them and other management team in Tim and Kevin.
Yeah, because they came into this game with a 1-0 victory the other night, I'm sure, came up here with plenty of confidence, Solly.
Yeah, that's my point. They've been winning games in the first division the whole way through, as we were last year. And they've been winning more games than they were losing, and that breeds confidence. We've been losing more games than we've been winning. And, the last time we got relegated, albeit without having a playoff, when the rules changed and three teams went down, we'd have had a playoff that year. But it was very difficult to change it when you were on a losing run against quality sides. And that's what we were on, bar the Waterford, when we turned it around here. But like last Friday, we were beaten 4-0 in the Brendewell. But we realised the importance of Monday and indeed tonight. But it's a huge achievement for the club. The medium that we stayed up through, and there's no point of pretending anything different. However, where does that leave us, Scott, and Sherman? Because we'll be in the exact same predicament next year, or we'll go straight down if things don't change off the pitch. And we need investment. You can't keep going to the well as many times as we've done with what's available. Huge credit to the club to keep it on the straight and narrow. But to be a Premier Division club and to try and, if you like, move up from the Dagenham area, it takes a huge investment, and we need people to invest in here, or else we'll go straight down next year, or we'll be chatting here again about a playoff against the likes of Drogheda if they don't go straight back up.
Yeah, because when you were down at the bottom end of the table for so long during the season, Ollie, you were going to get criticism, you were going to get suggestions.
Suggestions. We're 8 points behind UCD, and the suggestions that we go with the kids. They're great kids. Absolutely great kids. I mean, a few of them involved in the panel there tonight, and a few involved in Brendewell on Friday. But I've dealt with kids all my life as regards when they're ready and when they're not ready. And had we gone with them, and we'd have been relegated, and UCD would be playing the playoff here tonight. We could have got relegated tonight anyway. But I think, people need to look at, can we go out there? Can we get an investment? Can we kick on and keep this club in the Premier Division for a couple of years even to see where it get us? But unless investment is out there, if anyone wants to.
Yeah, you said the exact same this time last year.
Yeah, and here we are a year so many. I said this already, I sound like a killjoy here, but it's a tough going, Jeremy. It's a great feeling there tonight. It's great that the training sessions, Paul Hegarty, like Sir William O'Connor, it's great challenge for you trying to get a system to go and try and beat Drogheda or vice versa, even if you lose. But it's the headwork and stuff that goes in between the trainings, in between the matches. And that's what hairdens you up. But that's very enjoyable tonight. Even if we last, I'll be the first one in to congratulate Tim and Kevin. Absolutely. I've done it before. But the butt part is, it's the stuff that goes with it. Can we kick on? You're motivating lads to come up the road and play for no love of money, Dermot. And, there's only so many times you can do that. Yeah. And it's just a pity, We're in the Premier Division. Can they kick on? God only knows.
Yeah. Well, listen, on tonight, you wanted a big crowd. You wanted a good performance from your team. You got that, Ollie, and you got the goals at key times in the game.
Yeah, the key to it was not to concede a second, or else the game is over. Limerick conceded against us last year when Martinman scored, and that was 2-2 in aggregate, and that killed the game. We were very, very conscious that should Drogheda score first, then the game would have been over. Mm. Now, we got a goal early on, which was good, but we were lucky to get to extra time. Adam Wixon causes a lot of bother when he came on. Mark Doyle causes a bother anyway. Chris Lyons causes bother, and they looked the more hungry and eager side. And it was in the second half probably where we won the tie. We weren't good, but we dug in, and lads grew up there physically and mentally there tonight, to their credit.
Yeah. So big night, and a few celebrations then tonight, will there be?
Ah, at this stage, Sherman, I don't even know what a drink looks like, but if you've money on you, I'll chat to you. All right,
thanks, Ollie.